Well, good morning, you guys. I'm here today to talk about what's going on with the George Floyd situation. And as a disclaimer, if you're a racist or a hater, you're definitely not going to like what I got to say. But with that, here we go. Basically, George Floyd was killed. A man by the name of Derek Chauvin, who was a Minneapolis police officer, sat on his neck for 8 minutes and had his hands in his pocket and felt like he needed to go ahead and take this man's life. It was filmed, obviously, by some bystanders. And he also was guarded by four other guys who were Minneapolis police officers. And to have that level of comfort, to be guarded, and then to kill this man while you're being filmed, knowingly doing this, he had no regard for this man's life. And for some of you that may or may not know, the backstory behind all of this is that Derek Chauvin, the officer that killed George Floyd, he knew him personally. The backstory is that they knew each other because they worked at a club. George Floyd was a bouncer at this club, and Derek Chauvin was the off-duty police officer that patrolled the club. So basically, they knew each other, and then there were reports that they bumped heads, you know, times before at the club, about, you know, situations according to, reports that, he even worked at this said club. But all this I looked up on, and I found out through Google. And also, there was also an extended version of the film, of the filming of the murder, which basically included, in my estimation, that this was first degree murder. And the reason why I say this is because first degree murder charges, you have to prove that this was a premeditated murder attempt. So in this video, they show Derek Chauvin and the police officers and all the people that were there in the scene prior to his murder, how, you know, cars pulled up and how all these things transpired, and from the arrest, where George Floyd was not being confrontational at all, because basically the story goes is that there was a call that came in that George Floyd tried to pass off a counterfeit $20 bill to a store owner, and then the police came. So that's the story, and in my estimation, the lie. So it doesn't even matter if the bill was $20, was a fake $20 bill. He still killed the man. So, you know, to me, it's a lie, because if it was a fake $20 bill, well, they planted it. Police do that all the time. This was all a scheme and a plot to kill this man. You know it, and I know it. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist or a criminal investigator to figure that one out. The thing is, are we going to get justice for it? That's the thing. Is the family of George Floyd going to get justice for it? Are black people just going to keep getting set up to be killed, murdered on live, Facebook live, murdered on Instagram live, murdered on tape, you know, and still no conviction? You can get shot point blank range by a police officer, and then he gets off. That stuff's got to stop. It's evil. It's wrong. I'm calling out every judge, every lawyer, every jury person who doesn't convict people like this. You're evil. You're just as bad as Derek Chauvin. You're evil too. To know and see all the evidence, to see things on film, that hasn't been edited, that hasn't been, you know, coerced in some kind of way or form or fashion, you see it. And then some people have seen stuff like this with their own eyes. And I'm talking about these judges, these lawyers. They've seen policemen do these things and still didn't do nothing about it. And then you got these bad cops out here who's covering for each other. And, you know, they're a gang. It's like, you know, I've heard reports of Freemasons and things of that. But police are a gang. They're a brotherhood. They stick up for one for another. They hide a lot of dirty stuff that each other do. But it's all being revealed now. And you can't hide. You can't run no more. It's wrong. Wrong is wrong. I don't care if you got a badge on. You're a coward. I'm calling you that because that's what you are. You're a coward for hiding all your evil, all your dirt. But God sees it all. And when you're walking in the light and in his truth, then you won't want to do that stuff. See, darkness runs away from light. And that's all we're doing. We're shedding light on this situation because it's got to stop. It's a shame stuff is being filmed now and still no convictions. That is evil. And guess what? You're going to reap what you sow. I don't care if you're a judge. I don't care if you're a lawyer. I don't care if you're, again, a judge, a lawyer, a congressman, a senator, a president, a king, a potentate, a dictator. What you sow, you're going to reap. It doesn't matter who you are, what position you hold, how much money you have. That does not matter. One day you're going to have to answer to God for all the things that you've done that you're trying to hide. Doesn't matter what your position, what your power is, what your status is, who likes you, who don't like you. That doesn't matter. All that matters is that hate in your heart it's got to go. And you're going to get judged for that hate in your heart. And if ain't nobody told you, I'll tell you right now, you're going straight to hell because that's where you belong. Because you're acting just like your father, the devil. So, and I'm saying this from a Christian perspective, but it's true. It's true regardless whether you like this or not. This is true. So if nobody ever told you, I told you. So that's what it is. It doesn't matter if you're a preacher. It doesn't matter if you're an evangelist, a teacher, a prophet, apostle. I don't care what you name yourself. If you are in agreement with people who kill and murder and have hate in their heart, you're going to hell too. So wear some shorts because it's going to be hot down there. So my thing is this. Back to George Floyd. George Floyd basically was a person who was murdered and killed for hate. And that's really what this basically is all about. So when people hate and have hate in their heart, that's the things that they do. And, you know, I just had to tell what I felt in my heart was right about this situation because this stuff has to stop. So, yes, we're hoping for a conviction. Yes, we're hoping that Derek Chauvin gets convicted and his partners that were with him, those four other police officers, three other, whatever number it was, that they all get convicted because that's really the real truth. That's what happened. So I'm a black man and I'm telling this from a black man's perspective, but skin color has nothing to do with this. If you're white and you kill a black man for no reason, you should go to prison. If you're black and you kill a white man, you need to go to prison. Just point blank, period. So, I mean, let's just be fair and honest and truthful about this whole situation. So having a badge doesn't give you a license to kill. And that's the problem. And we need to hold all of our leaders accountable for these type of situations because that day is done. It's over with. It's officially done. We just serve a notice. I hope y'all enjoyed this. Share this with someone who needs to hear this, black or white. I don't care what color you are. Just know that wrong is wrong and right is right. And y'all know that. I don't need to tell y'all that. But we just need to shed some light on the situation, all right? Because black lives really do matter. All right? Y'all have a great day. God bless you.